piss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yes.
Testicles, one, two. Testicles. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Paranoid Radio Podcast. It's so good to be here again. This is my second episode today. I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today. And I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space. I am Trebles Garcia, the host of this amazing adventure. And this is the best show with the best content for the best listeners. I want to make sure you guys know that Paranoid Radio Podcast is also now available on all podcast platforms absolutely free. And you can check us out at paranoidradio.com and cop up some of the new shirts. You know what? I sent some of these new shirts out and they haven't even arrived. Look at that. It's all fucking branded.
Fancy.
I'm flyer than a fucking pigeon. That is right. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an amazing episode lined up for you guys with the Phenom and somebody that has been here before for the fourth time today. She's here gonna destroy, dismantle the whole Mormon religion and rebuild it back up with real, factual, tangible, public knowledge, informational facts. For you guys could look it up all over the fucking planet, all over the world. Yep. And you have a computer on your phone and it gives you tons of information, terabytes of information in a millisecond. All you gotta do is go to the fucking search bar and search for it yourself. Now, before anything, do not forget to drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Please allow me to jump in from the deep end of the pool and set the fucking mood. Welcome back, Heidi, from the Unfiltered Rise podcast with Mormon 4 on her agenda. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Except I'm sad you didn't say Heidi Love. My husband laughs every time.
Heidi Love. It's so freaking awesome. You know what? You know what I've been telling my freaking coworkers? Oh my God, dude. They think I'm fucking crazy. Love your neighbor enough to kill him. Dude.
I got a new one. I got a new quote for this week. The Mormons are awesome for quotes. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh
okay.
Yeah. We got some good ones. So this time I decided we would hit something that's pretty wide known in the Mormon community and elsewhere, but racism and Mormonism has kind of been like they go side by side. It's been ongoing and just it's actually deplorable. It's actually, I think it was one of the things when I was little that I was like, this is why I don't want to be a Mormon.
Shout outs to Deplorable Nation from Janet Deplorable. That's right. Shout out.
Yes, Janet. We love you, Janet. Bestie boo.
She killed it. She killed in vaccine one and vaccine two. Yeah.
Oh man, she's awesome, and this is my second one today too. So we're on it. We're on a
rock and roll.
Yes, and so I decided I would kind of go into this because people will lie and say that you don't need to talk like that. It was changed. Well, okay, maybe so, but we all come from somewhere, and history matters. Because if it didn't matter, I mean, we wouldn't look at it, right? We wouldn't study anything. So it sets a precedence. And a big part of the Mormon church is the Book of Mormon. And the Book of Mormon says that the Nephites were the followers of Nephi, and the Lamanites were the followers of Laman. And they were called the Lamanites. So the Lamanites were cursed with a darker colored skin because he wouldn't obey certain things. And so that is where they literally said the Native Americans came from. Okay.
It's funny.
Which is hilarious.
It's funny you mentioned this because I just got off the phone with Big Tank, the best co-host on the fucking planet. Big Tank, salute, massive shout outs to him and his projects. We were talking how he got into it with one of his friends, and he's half white and half Mexican. And I remembered how you told me that if you're not divinely white, you're not going to make it into heaven. And they're really racist. So I told him, wait, who was trying to convert who? And this part of the episode, if you're listening out there, friend of Tank, co-worker, if you're listening, this goes out to you. I want you guys to pay very good attention because they were trying to debunk the things that you were saying. Now, remember, the things that you're saying are almost borderline extreme and they have a deeper depth. And then you come from Utah, bro. That's like the fucking Mormon head,
the Mecca.
The Mecca for Mormons and the different sects. So I said sects, not sex, ladies and gentlemen. I have a thick accent. Fuck you. All right, guys. So he was trying to like debunk the things that you're saying. And he mentioned something about his mom being half Mexican and trying to get her white husband into Mormonism. And I was like, She would have to go.
You're
to
like, what?
Helen. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to what you were saying. So explain to us. Yeah, racism and Mormonism.
So it's unusual. This day and age, I mean, I could see why there would be people that accept it because it's all fixed. After, so from 1852 to 1978, blacks could not hold the priesthood at all. Well, that might sound small, right? Like, oh, well, they can't hold the priesthood, but they can still go to church. They could still be members. But remember what I told you about the priesthood. It is what gets you into heaven, to the top kingdom, to the celestial kingdom. You can't go there without it. And so basically they were withholding from these people the right to ever go there except as servants to white people. How disgusting is this?
So you have to be slave even in spiritual in a spiritual sense, in a spiritual
way. Yes. And they tried to deny this, and they don't deny that they kept the priesthood from them, but they kind of try to sugarcoat it, and they've changed some actual scriptures. So back in the day, 1963, 2 Nephi 30 verse 6 said, "And then they shall rejoice, for they shall know that it is a blessing unto them for that from the hand of God, and their scales of darkness shall begin to fall from their eyes, and many generations shall not pass away among them, save that they shall be a white and delightsome people." White and delightsome. Yeah. In 1981, the same scripture says, "And then they shall rejoice, for they shall know that it is a blessing unto them from the hand of God. And then their scales of darkness shall begin to fall from their eyes, and many generations shall not pass away from among them, save they shall be a pure and delightsome people." They changed it. They literally went into the scripture of God from God's word. Like, this is what they say, not me. They said that Joseph Smith receives direct revelation from God to write this down, and then they changed it. I mean, they didn't change the policy. If it was a policy that was changed, which they did later, that's fine. But you can't change the scripture. When you're changing scripture, now we have a whole theological problem. Like, was he lying about everything? How do you know he wasn't lying about this thing or that thing? Or how do you? Yeah, it gets into a whole can of worms.
It's kind of like what James did, right? King James. Altering the scripture and to what you want it to sound like, and how it's only going to be beneficial for you and for your audience, and then for your freaking pocket.
Yes, absolutely. And they continue to do these little things and do plays on words, because that church is super awesome about twisting things. Like, they'll say, "Oh, we didn't mean it like that," or "We didn't say it like this." Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. And they also say that if one drop of blood is in a person and you marry them, that your children will actually be cursed too, because they'll have the curse. So they had a little reason, like, how they could cure this. And it was,
this
it's
is
not
where
good.
This is where my wife's, this is where my wife's cousin comes into play, because she's Latin American. And then you have her husband that's Mormon, and they married. So again, yeah. So it's kind of like, okay. So, and she's very strict too. She lives a very weird life. So this is kind of what I'm trying to learn. Mm. How is it that you got away with it now? Right.
Yeah, exactly. And they still continue to discourage interracial marriages, but they also discourage marriages. If you're more wealthy and the girl you're dating isn't wealthy, you shouldn't get married to her either. That they should just marry their own kind. Like,
their own class. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. So Brigham Young had a great way, not at all, of fixing this problem, right? If you're marrying a black wife, Brigham Young expanded this idea and taught that non-black people who had children with a black person would then themselves be cursed, and that the law of the Lord required the couple and their children to be killed.
The entire couple. What about their children?
Yeah. No, kill the kids.
You kill the kids too?
That's what he says. And
how long did I go through? Yeah. How long was I held up?
I'm like, what? I don't think they ever really did it, but because no one intermarried for that reason. And so he died. He was the second president of the church, and eventually he dies off, and a lot of stuff mellows out. It didn't go away, but it definitely mellowed out a little. However, even later, President Kimball in the 60s at a general conference has talked about the Native Americans, because they wanted to integrate Native Americans into our society because they are our Lamanite brothers. Remember, Nephi and Laman were brothers.
Okay.
So they felt more of a connection to the Native brethren. And this is what he said in a 1960 general conference. Okay. This is not that long ago. He's talking about the great results from the Indian placement program where the Ute and Navajo kids were taken off the reservation and taken into white Mormon families to be raised. And this whole talk is found online, so you can look for it. But he talks and says, Esau saw a striking contrast in the progress of the Indian people today. They are fast becoming a white and delightsome people. For years, they have been growing more delightsome. And they are now becoming white and delightsome, just as they were promised. The children in the home placement program in Utah are lighter than their brothers and sisters in the Hogan Reservation. This is a real quote.
Are you fucking serious? Like skin tone?
No, I'm being serious. And here's the sad part. Even
you
though
you mean
it's
it
funny,
maybe metaphorically, like mentally, like the way
no.
you behave.
No,
like
no
skin.
Yes, and here's the thing. They even said. There was multiple things. I could go on and on and on. But here's the sad part. They interviewed women later growing up in the church around this time. And she said, of course, we were whiter. We knew that if we weren't whiter, we were doing something wrong. So we started putting lemon juice on our skin, never going outside without long sleeve shirts and a hat. We never went outside in the summer. We were literally torturing ourselves to become more white and delightsome. How
this is happening all over the fucking world. And this is not a conspiracy theory. This is just a fucking conspiracy. It's happening within our Hollywood elites. It's happening all over the time. And I'm not going to say just Michael Jackson. I was watching a documentary.
Beyonce is white now. I'm sorry. Beyonce turned white.
1000%. And you see what's her name in you.
My niece is mixed. There's no black people that look that white. My niece is mixed and not that color. That's not normal.
So the reason I'm bringing this up, and I kind of want to amplify what you said right now, is it because the Mormon religion is connected to Freemasonry, and that's what they do some occultic rituals? Because I'm not saying Beyonce is Mormon. I'm saying maybe she's following some of the Freemason rituals that are also being followed by the Mormons. And then you have other religious sects, not sex, guys, sects, okay? Religious areas in the world. For example, Jamaica, where they're selling bleaching cream for your skin, where you can start peeling the layers of your skin off your arm and your face in areas where you want to be lighter tone. And this is just because of culture, because they honestly think that white and delightsome is the best, you know, a more attractive color. This is freaking wild.
When did darker skin become not beautiful? Like, why is that a thing? Why? That doesn't make any sense to me. Think about it. Honestly, it's not even better because the darker you are, you don't have to worry about getting burned. You don't have to worry about turning weird colors. Like as you age, like really your skin, it stays beautiful. They don't age as like we age, like black don't crack. Let's be real. Like they look good.
Isn't
for a
it
long
because
time.
Of because it, first the melanin purity, melanin?
Yeah. No, the melanin keeps them from aging and stuff. That's what turns somebody darker is melanin. Uh-huh. But it's curious to me that is considered beautiful. Why? Like, why? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense to me. I thought Beyonce looked better before.
Quite honestly, yeah. Do you think it's connected because of where, for example, the richest areas in the world have been predominantly white, Anglo-Saxon? And they could connect it with rich, privileged people, and then if you have a black piece of clothing, which all I wear is black, by the way, and then you wear a white t-shirt, it's harder to keep white cleaner, so it would represent more of a purity type of thing, right? And then black, I mean, you could, you know, you could really tell if it's dirty or not. So maybe it could be also indoctrination, because if you have two children, I've seen this many of times on TikTok, if you have two baby born, like infants, right? I'm talking about toddlers, and they're playing with each other, and you have three different, you know, the three races there, you won't see differences between them. They'll find more areas to connect because of the things that are in common than the colors of their fucking skin. It makes things that makes them different.
Yes. Right? They don't even notice those kind of things. Like my niece, the only time she would notice things like that is I mean, she didn't like certain things to be brought up, which was weird, but I think it was more about her mom not being there because her mom was black. And so I think maybe it was like an identity thing, like because her mom had left, you know. But now it's not like that at all. She's super happy to be half black. She's fine, you know, like I don't understand.
Because
And
with
I just,
maturity.
yeah. And I never understood it as a kid. Like I was raised in Idaho for a lot of my younger life, and there were a lot of reservations there. And my brother was quite dark. Even though I am fair and white and delightsome, my family is not. My
Tooting your
family is
own horn here.
not.
Oh shit, what a way to make
No,
me feel.
it sucked because I felt adopted. I felt like weird because my family wasn't light and they were olive skinned and dark hair and dark eyes. And I felt
How
like
did you come out white then?
I know. I think it's like my grandma or whatever, but it sucked.
One of the genes like skipped over a couple generations and
Yep.
then poop, you popped up. Yeah, it
Yep. And
happens a
then,
lot.
well, and it's my dad's mom. And so I was like, that's so weird because you don't ever identify. Like, I understand that. Even though I'm a white person, I do get that. Like, I wanted to be like them. You know, I wanted to look more like my mom. I wanted to look more like my brother used to just be brutal and say, you're adopted. You're adopted. And thank heavens I do look like my mom, but just the light tall version. But I get it. And I would be around people and I never bought into the whole racism thing when I was a little girl, even though I was really indoctrinated with it. And when we were young, growing up in the 80s, they had a whole book line for this, for these Nephite Lamanite books, where they would show the skin color differences and talk about this. And so they tried to indoctrinate us at a really young age, but it never worked with me because I grew up around a lot of Native Americans I really liked. They were my friends,
It's
you
an
know?
absolute tool to keep you divided from, and then once you instill it
Yes.
into a person's mind, especially a person that's like a sponge, taking everything in, it's going to be so hard so that in the future you could accept anything else or any other reality. Kind of like how space works and flat Earth,
Right.
right? People, I'm not saying the Earth is flat, ladies and gentlemen. I'm saying, you know, there's a lot of people that go, oh no, space is real because they grew up with Star Wars. And you know what I'm
Right.
saying? It's like
Right.
you indoctrinate them at a very young age, and you'll have them there as a customer, as a patient forever.
Right. Yep.
Keep
And
us divided.
I do think it worked with a lot of my family were like that. A lot of my family were very plus they were bikers and into biker gangs and stuff. And it's always pretty known that they are kind of weird about this situation. Back then, I think not now, but back then they were pretty segregated. And I'm telling you, even as a little kid, I was like, I don't think God works like that. Like, I never bought it. I was like, I don't think so. I just didn't. And so my family was always like, oh, Heidi, she's gonna marry. Who knows who Heidi's gonna bring home? But actually, my brother did it, and I laughed so hard. I
It
was
sounds
like,
like you're a
ha!
wild one. It sounds like
Yeah,
you were
well, I
expected to be the
didn't.
black
Yeah,
sheep. No
I
pun
was,
intended.
well, yeah, because I was always like, I don't think it matters. And I used to mess with my grandpa, who was a really, he became a really good Mormon later in life, but I would tease him when I was young. And I would say, okay, grandpa, what if I bring home the best missionary? He's like, missionary's the best thing you can marry, you know, is to get a missionary, return missionary, and he's black. Or I can marry the hillbilly from next door in the trailer park. Which one? Pick. Fast, he's white and he's bad. He's gonna beat me and everything. And my grandpa's like, you're so stupid. And he wouldn't answer the question.
But he was
He
Mormon also.
yeah, and he wouldn't answer the question. And I'm like, what? Like, you're just gonna leave me hanging on that? I mean, he would just say, like, you're stupid or whatever. Stop, you know, like quit being silly, you know, not in a mean way. But I always knew that it just wasn't quite right because I also thought it was always weird. And Mormons, especially Mormon churches, have you ever seen Mormon Jesus?
No, you know what? I've seen this fucking stupid animated cartoon
Oh, I sent
on
that
YouTube. Oh my God, dude. And they were like,
to
well, Jesus was part of this other alien brotherhood and he was in a table and then he was supposed to come to Earth and repopulate there. I was like, wait, this is like the only reason, now I figured out, the only reason you guys threw Jesus in there was to make it acceptable during the time that it was created. Because if you would have come back and said, oh, we're part of an alien race that came from another planet trying to
Well,
repopulate this planet and shit,
did you listen to Cat Williams and Joe Rogan? That was my show before this. Did you listen to that show?
I haven't listened to it. I really don't. What? Tell me more.
You got to listen to it because you're describing what you're describing right now. the aliens from another planet to populate here is the Anunnaki. And
yeah,
so,
I mean, I've done
and the Emerald Tablets.
But
yeah,
I mean, even so, that, okay, look, we can't really put your finger down on the Anunnaki. And because if you want to think about, I just got off the conversation with God Pill, Angel 333 on Instagram. And she mentioned to me how we've seen the value of a woman be dropped down by men, by especially when they're controlling religion. And because but we've seen how women are so divine that the story of virgins' birth have been happening throughout history. And then I didn't want to interrupt her because she was just flowing.
Right.
So I didn't want to interrupt. Like, I was like, oh, fuck. I couldn't get my mind straight. But now this is the perfect platform, the perfect area. That story repeats. So if you want to say that the Anunnaki created us, then you would have to put in that the Egyptians were also part of that, that the Greek gods were part of that, and that even Jesus Christ was a made-up story or a continuation story of the same thing relabeled, repackaged, and reshipped out to you guys, and for you could just keep taking in the same trick the different trick on the same book, on a different chapter. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't want to be a dick about the Anunnaki thing, but holy fuck.
But you know, it makes you wonder if Joseph Smith read those tablets when he was creating all this about go and send them down and you'll get your own planet. I think he might have. I think
you
he made
your own
known.
Fucking planet. Look at that, bro.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. Because now they say, we never said that. And I'm like, yes, you did.
Wait. Yes. That's not true. Wait. That's not canon anymore in Mormon religion.
It was never canon. It was mentioned in the King Follett sermon. So the King Follett sermon was a sermon Joseph Smith gave, and now they take it back because it sounds ridiculous. It's stupid. And they're like, it's so bad. And so they're like trying to mainstream it and go like, no, that didn't happen. And so Thomas from Paranoid American, shout out Paranoid American. He was like, what do you mean? It's just gone. Who blew it? So we can't have the planet. And I said, no, it's just gone. And he goes, it can't just be gone. What happened? Who did what? And I said, no, they just said it never happened. And he's like, that's gaslighting. He was just completely baffled. He was like, what? So now
you know what really baffles people, and this is I love this episode because we're kind of like freeballing here. We're really opinionated about what's happening because we've done much of the historical part of Mormon 1, 2, and 3, right? But like, if you want to put like into context, it sounds like they try to make something up as they went. And just to make it mainstream. So every other generation that would pass, when something became more sensitive and they weren't able to preach it to the masses and the masses weren't accepting it, they would have to switch something up. And it's, I mean, at least the Bible hasn't been touched, translated.
I mean, mostly. I mean, it is mostly still the same, except they removed the books. I don't like that. I go back. I like it to the original canons. I don't think they should have been removed.
There's a reason why they left the giants in there. You know, I mean, there has to be everything. There's no coincidences. There's only cause and effect. And there has to be a reason why they were talking about that. And just because it doesn't sound like it, something's going to be clicking on you or people are going to accept it or it's best valuable, they should have left it on, bro. You know, quite frankly.
They should have just left it alone. But they can't because you know why. King James, he was very anti-sorcery. He was very anti any of the magical properties of the Bible. So the ones that had a lot of magical properties to them, he took out because he was very anti that. He was burning witches. I mean, he was very, you know, John Dee was not a part of his deal. Once he came in.
Is this why he eliminated a lot of the women presence on the Bible surrounding Jesus Christ on the Bible? Because he was against women and he was gay.
He didn't like. it could be that. I think he definitely didn't like sorcery for sure. And I think a lot of women got the hit on that because they were the healers, right? They were the witches per se. And so he was, even John Dee had to get the hell out of town on that one. Like, he had to go mind his P's and Q's somewhere else after Elizabeth was gone. He was the same boat, you know? And so it's interesting to me that he, you know, he got weird like that. He got like anti. Somebody burned him that he did a spell or something and it didn't work. I don't know. Like, he was pissed. He wanted his money back or something.
Unsubscribed. I'm not getting your magazine today, and I'm not getting your potions this month.
Nope. I'm sick of this. I'm still waiting for that love spell. You burned me. Yeah.
I hear you, man.
I don't know, but it's kind of funny to me. I mean, I get it, what they're trying to do with it. But like, honestly, if you look at the full like encapsulation of Mormonism, like it sounds ridiculous. I mean, if you go all the way back and then sometimes you sit back and go, how did I fall for this? Like, at least my excuse is I was born in it.
You're talking to a conspiracy theorist here. Like, I don't believe shit. I can't trust my own fucking shadow, bro. Especially when I'm sober. When I'm drunk, fucking the world goes, I don't give a fuck, right? But when I'm when I'm like awake, I'm like, dog, like this, there's so much trouble. I could die right now. Like, just fall and trip and break my teeth. I don't have insurance. Fuck, I'm dead. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, I'm so fucking paranoid radio, paranoid radio podcast, paranoidradio.com. Make sure you check us out. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like, you can't live in that fear, but yeah, I lost my train of thought. But hey, I want you to drop in the last few minutes. I want you to talk to me, and you promised you were gonna do it, so you're gonna have to fucking do it. You told me that blood atonement.
Yes.
Now look, check this out. The last conversation we had was probably the deepest one and the most fucking the most impactful in my life when it comes to the Mormonism talk, right?
Right.
And like I said, I don't trust anything. I don't trust anybody. So when I first found out that you were Mormon, after everything you've preached and told me in this fucking show, I was like,
And the underwear. Yeah.
Everything. I mean, just the fucking, just the dollar sign on the fucking walls and shit. That alone will make you think, like, why do you have that there? This is about Christ, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But like the blood atonement thing, you have to love your neighbor to enough to kill. Excuse me. That I've been telling everybody. Everybody thinks I'm fucking crazy. And I love you so much. I want to kill you, dog. Like, I just talk a lot of shit. But like, what have you been talking about with your friend? You and your friend started a show. Please shout them out and plug it in, and give me a fucking dose of that. Sprinkle it again one more time. This is a great place to do it too, right?
Well, I can tell you what our latest one is about, because we are talking about Blood Atonement is the series, but we did Ted Bundy this last one, because I don't know if you know this, but Ted Bundy was a Mormon.
Talk about a cult leader, huh?
Ted Bundy became a Mormon because these girls, these little Mormon missionary girls, came knocking on his door, and he's like, hey, hot girls that are 21, what do you need? They must not have been brunettes. That's the only thing that I can think saved their life. And they were like, oh, you should come to our family meeting night. And he's like, I don't have a family. I'm a single guy. And they're like, no, now it's us. We'll be your family. And he's like, yeah, you should be my family.
Oh, yeah. How hot. Let me ask you something. Look, no, this is not a throw. I would love to know this. How hot are these Mormon brunette girls or blonde girls?
I know, right? They must not have been brunette, because they lived to tell the tale.
Why do you say that? Brunettes get killed faster?
From Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy only liked brown hair, brown eyes. He had a thing.
Wow, yeah. Look at that.
Yes. And this series will continue, always about Mormons, mayhem, and murder. We're always going to get Mormons in there somewhere. So even Charlie Chaplin had a problem with Mormons and murder. So we even go that far back.
Wait,
that
Charlie
was one
Chaplin?
Of our yes.
Like the guy with the mustache?
Mm-hmm. Yep. What? There's a little twist on his life, and it involves a Mormon murder. Yes. And so
what the fuck are you holding out on? Dude, tell me.
Yes. And where can that we find one this will stuff? Be released. Yes. We are on Patreon / Unfiltered Rise. And all of that is there for $5 a month, which is less than a fancy coffee. You can go and get these. We'll do two extra ones a month. And I'm doing that because I don't like cutting my episodes. If I can get you guys to be Patreons, I can keep my episodes full length, and then you can go over there for the extras. Cause I feel like if you're going to support me and support what I'm doing, then I can just do an extra thing instead of taking away. That's my thoughts.
That's the way to do it. God bless everything you put your hands on, and allow everything to multiply. Your family filled with wealth. And I'm going to see you at the top, Heidi. This episode has been refreshing, because it's not too much of an agenda, not too many topics. You came, you conversated, we had some beautiful laughs, we shared some opinions. And, you know, it's a great ending for the Mormon 1, 2, 3, 4 saga. The next time you're here, we're not going to discuss only Mormons. We're going to start talking some more conspiracy theories, and we're going to more secrets of Mormons, obviously. But I want you to come in more with the ritualistic stuff, with the ritual things that you had to go through, the pain. I want more sorrow. I want more Heidi background, not just Mormonism. Because I honestly, I noticed that what I'm hooked for is not the Mormon history, because it sounds childish. Right. More about what you were through. It's a documentary about you, and my platform is yours. And if you want that, then we're going to do Unfiltered Rise, part 1, 2, 3, and 4. And, so moving forward and then with new stuff and more passionate stuff. And obviously, we're going to get some of that fucking Charlie Chaplin conspiracy theory stuff. Because what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, you know, so he weird,
He was in Hollywood. So, I mean, I don't expect him to be anything less than a fucking murderer and a fucking pedophile.
And also the other person that was involved was trans. he was already going full agenda back then. I don't even know.
He was ahead of his time.
Well, yeah. I guess not trans back then. It would have been a crossdresser because they didn't cut anything off back then. We don't want that happening in the 1900s. That would be not good.
It wasn't accepted.
No. It would have given you an infection is what it would, because they weren't.
Well, they still live in an infection. I know some trans people that are talking out loud now, and they are living under infection after infection. And the reason they're alive is because of all the medicines they take, and to stay chemically balanced. It's fucking wild, dude. Heidi Love from the Unfiltered Rise part. Heidi Love. Mad shout outs to your husband, mad shout outs to all your family, and mad shout outs to the Unfiltered Rise podcast. Make sure you check her out. You can also find her on the description, drop down menu of our special guests and links on paranoidradio.com. And follow her on Instagram. Heidi Love, Mad Love, Mormon 4 dropping in the next 2 weeks. Thank you so much. And we're going to keep on going, set another beautiful date so that you could come back next month and we drop more bombs of knowledge.
And I want to know if the lady, since she was the Mormon one, as you, who did you say, your sister or your aunt,
so my wife, she's Latin American. She's from El Salvador. Her cousin is married to a white man in Texas that is fully Mormon. Now, I don't know much, but I do know that she's very strict. She keeps her kids on a time that they can't come out of the room only to eat. And then they have to go back. Like, it's fucking very weird. But I mean, I assume that she's getting blood and toned and she's more delightfully white.
That's what I was going to say. You have to keep me posted if she becomes more white and delightful.
Are you still rubbing lemons, bro? Really?
No, I hope not. You know what, people? It doesn't look good. I think it looks better just to stay how you are. I think it looks great. Everybody's supposed to be different. And here's the funniest part is Mormon Jesus is a surfer looking guy. And I'm sorry, but Jesus didn't look like that. Figure out where he was from. He was brown. I don't get it.
I hear you. He was from fucking Africa, guys. Middle East?
He's not white. He's not white. My daughter goes and tells everybody. I make sure. Ouch.
Thank you so much. That was Jesus telling me, like, don't laugh at me.
Sounds good. He's going to repent later.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Heidi. You freaking rocked it. I want to thank you again. And make sure everybody follow on Unfiltered Rise podcast and Unfiltered Rise on Instagram. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Paranoid Radio.